The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to
hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man Jen out for the rest of the week. Gonna have to catch her Saturday morning College Game Day live from Ireland. So that leaves me and Chewy here for the final week of Packers. I mean, this is it for training camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have your final practice on Thursday against the Ravens, game on Saturday against the Ravens. And then they begin preparations for the regular season the following week. Getting closer and closer. 2 weeks from Friday, Packers going to be playing against the Philadelphia Eagles. We have been asking questions. And again, it's all based on what Matt LaFleur had to say after the game. But that doesn't mean that everybody out there is asking those same questions. In fact, some people are singing the Packers' praises, looking forward to seeing what they can do in the regular season. Because Tom Brady, who was on the Stephen A. Smith pod, had this to say about the green and gold.
The number one threat to the Chiefs in the entire NFL.
I think it's probably still the 49ers and the Packers, I think, are going to be a great team. And you know what? I think the Rams are going to be a good team this year, too.
I mean, rattled off a number of different teams there quickly.
Why the Rams?
I think he just has a lot of respect for Stafford and a lot of respect for McVay.
Yeah.
Right. That's what he's talking about there. I fully expect the Rams to not be, I mean, probably be what they were last year. I think losing somebody like Aaron Donald is tough. Although, again, there are some on this esteemed panel that seem to think that maybe Aaron Donald shows up because he didn't want to go through training camp. But I haven't seen those rumors elsewhere. But what do you think about that? Can the Packers be a legitimate threat to the Kansas City Chiefs? Skipped over
sure.
The Lions, skipped over the Ravens.
Eagles.
Yep.
49ers, Packers, and then he threw in the Rams at the end.
You know what? Right now, at this point in time, nobody knows. No one has any clue. You don't know how it's going to play out with injuries. You just don't know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people think the Bears are going to be much improved. Who knows? Nobody knows. There's going to be, I do know this, there'll be a couple sleeper teams.
Always are.
That come out of the woodwork, you know. Yeah, they will be one of the top teams. I mean, we have power rankings coming up next segment. Do I expect them to be in the top 10? Yeah. I haven't looked.
You're allowed to look. You're saying, like,
I know.
You're the one who's administering the list. You're allowed to look. Joshy and I shouldn't be the ones looking.
But if I was to guess, they probably 8, 9, 10. Right?
Yeah.
That feels about right. Nobody knows. No, I mean, look back to last year. You know, we thought they were going to win 6 games. It's all about getting hot at the right time. Now I am a little bit concerned about the progression of camp because, I said, I don't think it's been the greatest camp. And if they're going to use the start of the regular season as their real training camp, you can't fall that far behind, especially with a tough schedule, especially with that 7 or 8 game stretch that we talked about in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have 2 losses right away.
Yeah, look, I think when you're talking about the schedule, it's obviously, the first game's a tough opener. I think the Eagles are going to be good. But then Indianapolis, Tennessee, Minnesota?
Colts can beat you.
Oh, yeah. It's a home game, though.
Titans ain't going to beat you. Vikings ain't going to beat you.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just talking about the Rams going out to L.A.
Oh,
That's not going to be easy.
Look, again, I was just breaking down the first quarter of the season. The first game is the toughest one of those 4.
You okay with 3-2?
Better start than last year.
You're not okay with 2-3.
No. 3-2 would be 2-3, you're asking a lot of tough questions. 3-2 is okay. You'd probably like it to be a little bit better, but 3-2's you're not falling behind 3-2.
I would be more concerned if the Indy game was in Indy, the fact that it's at home and it's a home opener, it's a game they should win.
Yeah, you feel good about it.
I mean, 3-2, I'm fine.
Yeah, 3-2.
Based upon last year, but it's hard to
two
can
and
you
three.
Use can you use last year as a barometer?
In terms of building off of it for success, I mean, they got hot at the end of the year, certainly.
They got hot, but no one was still giving them their due week 14.
Well, that's because, I mean, even it was just so hard to get a read on them, Chu, because yes. As we were going through it, yes, they had those great wins against the Lions mm-hmm. and against the Chiefs,
yeah.
Laid an egg against the Giants mm-hmm. and Tommy DeVito.
Sure.
Almost let the pathetic Carolina Panthers almost come back and beat you.
Yes.
Right? So there were still some low moments where you're like, okay, who the hell is this team? Would the real team step up? Which is why, I mean, I would prefer to be just a good team versus a team that gets in at the end and gets hot.
But there's a different mindset. That's why I don't really take last year into account too much, because you think the Chiefs are really going, shh, we got to watch out for them. They got a chance to go to the NFC Championship here. No. No. Now they kind of have a target on their back.
Sure.
Now they have the highest paid player at quarterback in NFL history. It's just a different mindset. You know, it's like back in the day when we won Super Bowl 31. Dude, everyone wanted to beat us.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. It's just a different feeling than when you, as opposed to sneaking up on teams like, hey, they don't know we're good. We're good. How do they handle that? This year is a totally different beast.
And I think it's going to be interesting.
I think it's going to be
great. I mentioned it yesterday, like the stacking successes thing from McCarthy, mm-hmm. I just think is so true. And I'll tell you what, I'm probably more invested maybe than I should be in the practice on Thursday. I want to see how they respond. Because you can have, throughout the course of a 17-week season, or 17-game season, and this happened to you guys, too. You guys were one of the best teams in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had clunkers. You guys had bad games.
Yeah.
Like, bad weeks happen.
Mm-hmm.
They just do. And maybe last week was a bad week. But it got the, you know, it got my attention. Like, okay, maybe this isn't going as smooth as I'd like it to. But maybe it was just a bad week traveling out to Denver. And if they bounce back against the Ravens, and you get good reports out of that joint practice on Thursday, you're going to feel really good and ready for the regular season.
Yeah, right? But like I said, Thursday push is good. If they walk away going, you know what, they both won,
mm-hmm.
then that's fine.
We got what we wanted to get done.
Yes.
Won some, lost some, we're ready to go. We feel good. But I feel super invested in this, because if we get more reports like we got out of Denver,
mm-hmm.
whew, it's going to be a long 2 weeks before they play the Philadelphia
Eagles. Well, there's going to be a ton of question marks.
Yeah.
Because I still don't know what the hell's going on at the receiver position, which is fine. Maybe they just want to keep that on the down low. I don't have a... I can't sit there and rank them. I kind of think I know what they're going to do, you know?
What do you think?
Dobbs will be... it'll be Dobbs, Watson. Reed will be 3. Musgrave, obviously, and Josh Jacobs. But isn't it? It's a little concerning that Dobb goes up against Surtain, because every team has a dominant corner, mm-hmm. right? And does nothing. After the glowing reports.
Yeah.
Sounded a little all Oneida to me, having an unbelievable camp. Well, where were you on Thursday? Right?
That's
physical limitations.
Yeah.
Which is
just
why,
everything's
which is
been
why
quiet.
There's a ceiling to him.
Like, everything's been quiet. Watson, quiet, right?
Yep.
Dobbs, not so much. Quay Walker, quiet.
Very quiet.
Haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
Jair, which is weird.
We've heard
early
him,
on,
we
ran
heard
his
him
mouth
talk,
a little bit.
Yeah, but we haven't even heard much from him over the last few weeks.
Was Denver triple-teaming Dobbs on?
During practice?
Yeah. During the scrimmage?
You know, I mean,
it reminds me that a lot of teams go triple team him.
Well, if he was getting triple teamed, I think that says a lot about everybody else.
Okay.
Nobody else could get open.
Yeah. You just got to kind of sift through the BS.
Yeah.
Find your way through the BS. But there, you know.
But I would like to hear, not all the way, because we heard the comments yesterday from Diana Russini about how like Bo Nix looked. But I would just like somebody, one of the beat reporters, Huber, Wilde, Domofsky. I'd like to see somebody just glowing about, oh, man, this guy really stood out in this joint practice for the Packers.
Mm-hmm. You mean just talking Thursday?
Yes, on Thursday, yes.
Sure.
I just want to hear one of those guys on Thursday be like, hey, this guy stood out.
Like Musgrave's gush based on last year is about 10%.
There have been a couple of times where it's like, oh, he's been having a quiet but pretty solid camp.
Yeah.
Like that's
what does
kind
that
of the,
mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean? I have no idea what it means.
Well, because again, 16 practices versus the 55 that you and Tausch had to go through. Probably more for you. How many practices do you think you had in Pats?
Did we?
Yeah, training camp. Typical training camp. Five, but throwing out the five, four or five.
55 seems high.
Okay.
But definitely into the 30s, maybe 40s. Because the first 3 days, we went double, so there's six. Training camp. And don't forget, we played five preseason games.
Yeah, four or five preseason games, yep.
Yeah, I bet we're into the 40s.
Quickly, before we get to power rankings. Marty Schottenheimer was a psychopath. I saw a highlight last week, and I think I shared it in our group text, but I saw a highlight of when you guys played the American Bowl over in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
You versus Kansas City. It is in overtime. Preseason overtime. Most, like, in today's NFL, everyone's like, please, let's just end this.
Yes.
Is there even overtime? I thought they just stopped playing.
I think they just stopped playing now. Yeah. I think you might be right. But this is preseason overtime, and Schottenheimer is calling timeouts to try to ice Ryan Longwell. Trying to ice
Did
the
we win that game?
Yeah, Longwell kicked the game-winning field goal in overtime. Yes.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
All I remember
because
is
you
Brett
were probably
and Frank,
so ticked off.
Brett and Frank crashing in the elevator right before the game.
Excuse me?
I told you that story.
I don't think I've heard this one.
No.
No, but now you got to share it.
Should we tell it before power rankings?
All right, we'll tell it before power rankings. So Chewy has a Brett Frank story from Tokyo in 1998, plus power rankings coming up next. Tune in to Thanalysis Show each and every week. It's presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanasis Adetokunbo hangs out with special guests for fun and even surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, or any other one of TA's unique guests. Find Thanalysis Show on Spotify, Apple, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to Thanalysis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. Thanalysis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thesaurus.
What's a click below dumb?
You. No.
Whoa. That's fine. Whoa. No, that's what I'm getting.
Good
one.
Good pop. Good pop.
That's, whoa. I know.
Unnecessary.
I'm not dumb. I'm one click below dumb. We need to find out what that word is.
Don't you want to be one click above dumb?
Oh, that's right. I'm one click above.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Sometimes the things our fans just jump onto are fascinating to me.
What do they jump on?
Chef Ed, I Googled it. Taco Bell prices in 1995. A taco is 49 cents. Big beefy taco is 79 cents. Prices range from 49 cents all the way up to $1.50. So you'd have to buy a lot of tacos for 48 bucks.
Yeah. 15, 20?
I mean, for 48 bucks? If a might regular
have,
taco
that might have been a little
cents.
North, but does he know how big 350 pounds is?
It's still a lot of tacos.
How many calories do you have to eat in order to maintain 350 pounds?
Especially with their level of exertion.
Yes.
Yeah. You tell me.
A lot. The bag was empty.
I mean, you see guys like Michael Phelps famously had the most insane diet because he was working out so hard. And that was just to maintain like his 200-pound body.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you gotta take in a lot of calories, so.
So your story about Brett and Frank in an elevator in Tokyo.
All right, so we're staying in Tokyo, obviously playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's weird because it was a beautiful, brand-new hotel. And you're in Tokyo, so the technology there, even in 98, was pretty darn good. The only thing I remember about it is there's a lip, and I don't know why there was a lip to go into the bathroom. So when you went to take a leak at night, that's all the guys were talking about, stubbing their toes on that lip going into the...
Oh, so there's a little step up?
That and the bidet. Frank was acting like a little kid, and Brett would stand there, brush his teeth, and Frank would hit the bidet, and it would spray Brett, you know, a little childish thing. So they're going down. I room with Jeff Thomas, and so I'm already down, taking the first bus, and I'm already out there. and Frank and Brett come out, and they said they crashed. The elevator crashed. It dropped from like the third floor down to the bottom floor. And there, you know, it wasn't horrible because there's springs on the bottom, but the gap to get out was probably about 4 feet to lift the people out of
the elevator.
The elevator up onto the lobby level. So there, you know, there were some exec women, exec in the elevator. Yep.
Executives who were women.
And Frank was obviously lifting them up. So Holmgren's right-hand man, who was a little bit of a nut job, was pissed at Frank because he said Frank was trying to look up the women's skirts. And Frank's like, dude, I'm helping the women out. So that's what I remember. It turned into a little scrum. And that coupled with they tried to get out of playing in the game because they're like, ooh, my arm. And Holmgren's like, no, you're playing one series and you're done. So, yeah.
The American Bowl. What a game. What a game in 1998. Let's get to some power rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Alrighty, I peeked at the list.
I would hope so.
I peeked at the list.
I'm assuming the Packers are in the top 10.
I peeked at the list. It wouldn't be my list, but I can understand the list.
Okay.
I can understand the list. So with that, give me number 10.
Well, since you didn't ask us, Packers are in it. I'm putting the Packers 10.
I'm saying Miami Dolphins 10.
The Green Bay Packers are 10. Joshy is on the board, and it's kind of strange. Can you guess who's on the hot seat?
For the Packers?
Yes.
Because that's like the theme of this yes. week's power rankings. Who is on the hot seat for the Packers? I will say it is Anders Carlson.
Josh?
Gabe's going Anders. I'll go Greg Joseph.
Gabe is correct. Anders Carlson. Anders Carlson. Although I think if cuts were to be today, I think he's making the team.
Yeah, I think they're looking for another kicker.
Wow. All right, 9.
I'll stick with Miami.
I'll piggyback Gabe's guess.
Cincinnati Bengals are 9.
Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, doesn't that all depend on... Yeah, look, the receiver situation?
They've got a lot going on there. They've got a hold-in with their top wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase.
Who has 2 years left on his contract.
T. Higgins has decided he's going to play out on the franchise tag, but also who knows if Joe Burrow is going to be healthy.
But they're not as good without... who's the first one you said?
Ja'Marr.
They're not as good.
And by the way, Joe Mixon is no longer there either.
Yeah, I know.
He's now
I don't know if I like that.
He is now in Houston.
I mean, I think Burrow's good, but... He loses a weapon, he's not as good. All right, 8.
I'm giving Dolphins one more shot before I ditch him.
I'm moving on. Buffalo.
Josh, he's up 2-0.
Damn it.
Miami Dolphins.
You got to stick to a game.
Number 8.
Wasn't
number
stubborn
8.
Enough.
And I know we might get to it, but what Tua said about Flores is shocking, but I totally get it.
Okay.
Totally get it. We'll talk about that in a bit. All right. 7.
I like Texans here.
Man, okay, so I will say Cleveland.
A-O Buffalo. I do not like Buffalo. I don't like Buffalo.
You've never liked Buffalo.
I don't like Buffalo.
Yeah, we know.
You don't like Josh Allen.
I like Josh Allen.
No,
I don't love Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And they don't have a
Josh
number.
Josh Allen hater. You feel about Josh Allen the way I feel about Kirk Cousins.
Quit fibbing to all the fans out there.
Well, then you tell me why they're 7.
Because of Josh Allen.
He's
going to win the league MVP.
Joe Burrow or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
You're wrong.
I want Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's going to win league MVP this year.
You know who's staying on the field? Josh Allen.
Yeah, but by the end of the season, he's too banged up because he plays stupid.
But at least he's out there.
No.
Instead of Jake
Bad
Browning.
Bad guess. Aaron Rodgers will finish higher in the MVP voting than Josh Allen. Take it to the bank.
If the Bills win the division because of everything that they've lost, he will win the MVP.
Then I will give him credit. But it ain't happening. They're the third best team. They're the third best team in the AFC.
They are the third best team in the AFC.
Number six.
I'm sticking with Texans.
I'll go Texans here.
All right, you're both right. All right, let me ask you this. Similar seasons last year. Why is Houston getting so much love and the Packers aren't getting quite as much?
Because they won their division.
The South just
their division's a joke.
Yeah. But, I mean, winning your division is the easiest way to get to the postseason and getting a home playoff game. The Packers are not the only NFC North team, I'm assuming, on this list.
I also just think they have a sunnier outlook, generally. Like, more so than just the division. For whatever reason, people like the Texans more than the Packers.
Well, they added Joe Mixon. They added Stephon Diggs, which I think is going to be a mistake, ultimately.
I think Joe Mixon is going to be a mistake, too. A lot of wear on those tracks.
I think Stroud takes a little step back. I mean, he won't be horrible, but I don't think he'd be as good.
Yeah, he lit the world on fire.
Yeah, I know.
It's 23 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Yeah.
he's got some place to go back and still be really good.
If you told me over under 5 interceptions for Stroud, I'm taking the over this year, and he's still going to be really good.
Yeah.
5.
Philly.
I'm going with Gabe.
Philly is correct. You want to guess who's on the hot seat?
Sirianni.
which is, it's Philadelphia. I get it. You won the Super Bowl, what, 2 years ago?
They went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, yes.
And lost it.
Oh, they lost? We still don't get any street cred for that?
Well, because they were a dysfunctional mess last year.
Well, they were
year.
Dysfunctional because their offensive and defensive coordinators last year were terrible.
Well, yeah, because they left. Sirianni hired bad ones, tried to enforce more authority on the offense. Yes, which is why the hot seat's on Nick Sirianni.
So if LaFleur goes to the Super Bowl this year and loses,
yeah,
and makes the playoffs the next year, he's on the hot seat?
No, the reason, again, because...
Yeah, the reason he's on the hot seat is Philly.
No, the reason's because he was dysfunctional and not a good leader last year. There's a huge article on ESPN.com about it a couple of weeks ago where he was just, like, overstepping bounds.
No, I get it.
And there to the point where he was overcalling, like, third down plays, and the players had no idea who was calling plays, their offensive coordinator or Sirianni.
And Jalen said he didn't trust him, in plain terms.
Yep.
All right. Fair enough.
Which, they're going to pick Jalen over Sirianni.
4.
I'll say Detroit.
I'm Detroit as well.
Are you guys cheating here? I think you are.
I mean,
once you get to the...
Let's put it under protest. Put it on the poll.
Or cheating together?
Are Gabe and Joshy cheating? Because I think you are.
Once the bottom of the list sorts itself out, the top of the list is kind of easier.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, who were the final 4 teams?
3.
So, I would say Baltimore. I'm wondering if San Francisco is getting punished.
I'm with you.
With Trent Williams.
You are the biggest. I don't even want to play anymore.
So
San Francisco, 3, yeah. Baltimore 2, yep. Kansas City 1. You guys are the biggest cheaters on the face of the planet. Put it on the poll. We're going to beat the pizza salad poll numbers.
It's just, I mean, it's easy.
It's not easy. There's no way you had the Ravens at 2.
Yeah,
but the Ravens were the best team in football.
It's right there on the list. KC, Baltimore, SF, Detroit.
When did you write that down? At 6:48, you wrote that down.
If I wrote it down at 6:48, that'd be great. I wrote it down in between the segments. After we finished the last break, I'm like, oh, I gotta get my power rankings.
I guarantee you lose.
It's right here. KC, Baltimore, SF, Detroit. The other ones have a bunch of crosses off because,
we were taking stabs in the dark.
Yeah.
You heard us.
You are such
cheaters. I threw Cleveland out there.
Wow.
We can guess the top 4 teams in the NFL.
Also, we've been doing power rankings consistently, even though there was nothing happening.
All right, here's some. The Jets are 15, which I think is wrong.
No, they got to prove it, man.
They're wrong. Dallas 11. Put it this way, I feel better about the Jets than I do Dallas.
I mean, both of them have unnecessary drama.
So
I don't know if I'd feel good.
You want to guess where the Bears are at?
18.
I was going to say 17.
17. Well, when you look, of course, you're going to throw that out there. Absolutely. Minnesota 23. So there's your division.
Seems high after the J.J. McCarthy injury.
Was he going to start anyways, though?
I mean, eventually.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Because here's the thing about Sam Darnold. He stinks.
Yeah.
He's not very good. He's been a lot of stops. Even Kyle Shanahan went, nah, I don't want you to be my backup. You can move on.
This was going to be the third time in his career where people tried to convince he was pretty good, and then he stopped and ended up playing. Like, he's just not that good.
No, I agree.
It's the old Tausch thing, right? When you're a first round, if you're a seventh round pick, you got to constantly prove you belong in the league. If you're a first round pick, you got to prove you don't belong. All right. And I don't know how many more times he's got to prove it.
He's running out, I'll tell you that much.
Well, I guess it's after week one, maybe. Maybe if Minnesota will be like, oh, Nick Mullins, come on down. I tried a new Palermo's pizza this past weekend. It is under the Screamin' Sicilian brand, and they've got so many different Screamin' Sicilian brands, it's unbelievable. But they have a new Detroit-style pizza, which is more of that pan style. It's a rectangle. It was really good. If you like that thicker crust, if you like that Detroit-style pizza, you need to try it. You need to find it at your local grocer in their frozen food aisle. But maybe that's not your style. Don't worry, Palermo's, plenty of other brands to choose from. Whether we're talking about Palermo's Urban Pie, Connie's Surfer Boy Pizza, or Screamin' Sicilian, they are going to have a slice that fits your appetite because, look, they've been doing it for 60 years here in Wisconsin. They know premium frozen pizza. Palermo's, flavor is our family's business.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Josh said it's garbage.
I'm so glad that Josh is getting a front row seat.
He said it doesn't work.
Chewy.
Am I right or wrong?
We call that a setup in the biz.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Caught Chewy's attention. It's been talked about all over the place. But yesterday on the Dan Le Batard show, Tua Tagovailoa went on. And he famously had his issues, as did a lot of members of the Miami Dolphins, with Brian Flores. But it brings to your attention the difference, I think, of situations for different quarterbacks. And really any player. But I want everybody to hear this. From yesterday's Dan Le Batard show, Tua comparing Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear, or that you probably shouldn't be hearing, you're going to start to believe that about yourself.
What is that? What do you think when you hear that, Joe?
A little shocking. My guess is Flores probably had that done to him in his career, and it's learned behavior, and he's
just
passing.
For him. Well, some people respond to a kick in the butt. Some people respond to a pat in the back. But your job as the head coach is to know what does your quarterback respond to and coach accordingly.
I don't think you can continually kick in the butt. That never works. And this is what I found out through all my years of playing in the NFL. If a coach screams and yells and cusses and that's all he does, he doesn't know how to coach, and he's probably not a good coach, right? I had great. Andy Reid, Mike Sherman never yelled. Andy Reid would do it in a way, if you weren't giving him what he wanted, of making you feel how disappointed he is in you, he'd never yell. Now, game day's different because there's so much emotion. Players yell, coaches yell, everyone yells. That's different. But when you're in the work week, I think it's just a bad way to go about coaching, you know? You can still be critical of a person without being negative all the time. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with that. But it just kind of makes me think of the success that Tua had. Like, without Mike McDaniel, Tua's not getting the contract that he just got.
No, no.
And it just made me think, when I hear things like this, it makes me think how, especially in the NFL, I think it's a lot harder. Like in baseball, in basketball, I think, look, in any sport, the cream's going to rise to the top eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I heard this and I thought about Brett. Because when Brett was drafted into this league and his coach was Jerry Glanville.
Well, he's an idiot.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, if Ron didn't believe in Brett the way he did, I don't know if Brett's ever a Hall of Famer. One of the best to ever do it.
No.
Because Ron believed in Brett and traded a first round pick for a previous year's second round pick, which I can't imagine if somebody GM did that today. And Ron ended up being right. But Brett was just a side act. You know, he was drinking
in Atlanta. Yeah.
He was drinking himself out of the league because Jerry Glanville would be like, "Hey Brett, throw this ball up to the third deck."
Yeah.
You know, on game day, and that's about all the attention he would get from Jerry Glanville.
Yeah.
Like, so landing in the right spot is just so important. Getting that right coach is just so important.
Yeah. But Flores, to me, because he is a former player, probably is passing that along. Now, I never experienced that really in the pro level too much, but there were coaches I've had throughout my career. I took salt pills when I played, so you're going to take salt pills and not drink any water. That's real, real smart. Really good coaching.
Let's get dehydrated.
Yeah. But there's a way to do it and be critical of players while not just, you know, and there is a dance because I played with guys that couldn't take criticism at all. But I knew my role with Holmgren. It's like, hey, he needs to yell at someone and I can take it. Yell at me. That's fine. You know,
you're the designated yell guy,
which is fine. I think every team needs one, you know, but I knew where Mike was coming from, you know, but it's unfortunate, I guess. I just can't. I wonder if it was as bad as he said.
Well, obviously he perceived it to be that bad.
Well, maybe he's soft. You know?
I mean, he was coached by Nick Saban, who is not necessarily the swarming fuzziest of fellas.
Yeah, he's not a big teddy bear. Yeah. I don't think. Yeah, you know the thing about Nick Saban that nobody knows. Yeah, he's just such a great guy. He's just so soft.
Did anyone
gentle touch?
Did anyone come to? Did anyone agree with Tua that played? Because I know he mentioned other players too who were treated kind of the same way. Because if no one comes to his defense and says, "Yeah, it was like that," then I'm leaving and be like, yeah, maybe he is.
I mean, yesterday is typically like an off day for a lot of teams.
Sure.
So nobody necessarily did. Maybe that comes out today. But I will say this. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say anything positive about Brian Flores in his time
in Miami.
Yeah.
So no players have come to his defense necessarily, but also like no one's going, "Oh yeah, Brian Flores, he was the greatest."
Kevin O'Connell did come to Brian Flores' defense yesterday.
Well.
And saying that he thinks he's a good communicator, which, I mean, maybe he learned from his previous mistakes. I do think there is a level not to defend Brian Flores, which I have zero interest in doing, that the organization was trying to replace Tua throughout his tenure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do think he kind of was the well was poisoned, per se, on Tua because the GM and the guys at the highest rungs were saying, like, this guy isn't good enough. We need to get better. We need to explore other options.
Well, in fairness, one of those guys was Tom Brady.
Yes.
So, yeah.
The other was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Well, Deshaun, I think, is more indefensible.
Yeah.
Because he was coming off of, you know, he was going to have to be suspended. You're going to have to guarantee an entire contract, do all those different things. Whereas when Tom Brady was a free agent, I mean, he's Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. If you're Tua, you have to go... Yeah, I get it.
I get it. Yeah, sure.
Sure, I get it. Tom Brady, I get it. The other stuff, sure. But then when you couple it with Deshaun Watson consistently being told you're not good enough to be playing in the league.
I'm just, you know, you get...
You also, it puts into context, remember when McDaniel and Tyreek were calling him like the most accurate passer ever?
Yeah.
And how he's perfect? It makes sense. There's definitely an organizational shift.
Hey, we got to lift this guy up.
We need to, build back his confidence here.
And I'm still not sold on him.
I think he stinks.
You think Tua stinks?
Yeah.
He doesn't stink.
I think he is as middling as possible.
Yeah, he's like, is he a starting NFL quarterback?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold stinks.
Is he an MVP quarterback? No.
No.
Well, to me, unless you're fighting for elite, you stink because you don't matter. You're not going to win.
That's a hell of a bar.
He'll never play in a Super Bowl. What does it matter?
They got to have a really good defense.
Yeah, well, they got worse.
Wait,
there.
So does Brock Purdy not stink? I mean, he's a middling, but he played in the Super Bowl.
Would you pay Brock Purdy $58 million a year?
Well, he's about to get paid $65 million a year.
Also, did you see Kyle Shanahan kind of send him out to the dogs with none of his starters and none of the O-line playing? That felt like a message. Why else is your franchise...
For what's to come?
Yeah, why else is your franchise quarterback out there just getting tossed around? Like, what's the point there?
Yeah, that's fair.
Him and John Lynch
just trying to say, hey... I know your contract's coming up next year, buddy, but...
How else do you make sense of it? It's impossible. That's your franchise quarterback. Why is he out there by himself?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is. Take the deal or...
Wait, so how many quarterbacks don't stink?
Probably.
10?
I want to play just a very quick game. Josh Allen. Just stink, this is stink or no stink?
Stinks. No, he's
no
fine.
No stink.
No stink. So we did two Aaron Rodgers.
That, no, he doesn't stink.
Yeah, stink is too much for me there.
Okay.
Yeah. Even as the hater.
Trevor Lawrence.
Stinks.
No, he's a good player.
Justin Herbert.
Doesn't stink.
Good.
Dak.
Who? He's good.
Doesn't stink.
Hurts.
Who?
Doesn't stink.
Hurt. He's good.
Jared Goff.
Stinks.
He's good. Wow, your bar is really high. How about Bo Nix after last week? He's wonderful. He's great.
Kirk. Cousins.
Stinks.
All right.
He's good.
Baker.
Stinks.
Okay.
He's you keep him around.
those guys are all like the QB purgatory to me is a vast and wide.
Oh,
where's the line? Where's the line between?
I'm surprised you
said it shouldn't even be stink. It should be can play, can't play.
But that's basically what Josh is.
Yeah,
that's almost what Josh is doing. But like to put Goff in that category because
how about Trevor Lawrence?
You threw the category of won't ever play in a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Lions could be in the Super Bowl this year.
Yes,
yeah, he could get lucky.
That's what I'm saying. So wouldn't that put him in the not stink category?
Nah.
No, there's a caveat. It has to do it with the defense.
Jared Goff has stunk as much as he's been good in his NFL career.
Sure.
Like that's we seem to have completely erased that period when like you can get better, certainly, and he has gotten better, but it's not like he's a world beater. You get him off his spot, he's a pretty average quarterback. We've seen him do it multiple times.
What about Deshaun?
Stinks.
Yeah, stinks.
Yeah.
You guys are.
Deshaun stinks.
He didn't stink.
No,
five years ago.
He used to not stink. Now Chewy, he hasn't done anything in 5 years. He stinks.
Well, let's hope he hasn't done anything in 2 years.
Damn it. Of course, the last read I have left. It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mantality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Use Mantality just like I did. I've got an appointment tomorrow going in, checking up, making sure all my testosterone levels are where they need to be, if anything needs to be adjusted in my testosterone treatment plan. They can do the same for you. I was tired, groggy, just didn't really feel like myself. Thought, okay, this is how it has to change. You're getting older. This is how it is. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can get that energy to attack your day like I do by going to Mantality. You go through their process, get a blood panel done. If your testosterone levels are low, you can work with Mantality and they can give you a customized testosterone treatment plan. Go to lowtusa.com. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more, lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
All right, Josh has something that he has to get off his chest, I guess. I don't know. Something's happened. What's up, Josh?
28 minutes ago, the Wisconsin DOT tweeted, lane closures are common when entering work zones. Resist the urge of being, quote, Midwest nice by merging early. Do the zipper merge instead, using both lanes and taking turns at the merge point can help clear backups and keep traffic moving nicely. They took my, that's my whole thing.
I mean, I wish they'd give you credit, bud, but
what the heck?
Will the Intouch coming your way next?